Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, first, let me get some of this stuff, the business, like, stuff kind of cleaned up before I forget, which I am sure to forget anyway. So look for me on the Fiddly Dicking show. I don't know when yet, but I've recorded with them twice, and, check them out. They're awesome. Leave them a review on Apple. I'm going to leave them a review where I can, but check out when my episodes drop with them. I will definitely put it on the website or something. I'll let you all know. I'll probably post it on Instagram, which is another thing I got to talk about here. And yeah, and like just listen in, because I have no idea how the heck they're going to cut and like paste and like, you know, edit the recording, because it's a cacophony when I'm recording with them, but it's like some of the most fun I've had. And during this a little less than stable time I'm going through in my life right now, recording with them was just like going to a circus, kind of eating too much cotton candy and, you know, riding a zebra on the way home, kind of fun. They're great. They're awesome. They're great to record. And I hope that they ask me to come back on again. I'm really, really up to the whole Greyhound to Chicago to like record with these guys live and get my own stool thing. So, you know, so I'm really down with it, guys. So anyway, yeah, Fiddly Dicking show. They're cool. My friend Erin from You're Such a Catch told me that she had, it was the most fun that she ever had when she recorded with them. And now I recorded with them twice. And Erin is an awesome chick too. I would actually call her a broad, and I don't think that she would take any offense to that. But here's a shout out to my buddy Erin at You're Such a Catch. Listen to Erin. She talks about single life and not so single life and being divorced and just relationship bullshit and all that stuff. And, you know, her perception of it at the ripe young age of 30-something. But anyway, she's my pal, and she has some beautiful clothes. So if I ever get to California, I'm definitely going to raid Erin's closet. So that's my buddy Erin of You're Such a Catch. And also remember to catch me on the Fiddly Dicking show, and I'll let you know when it goes live. And just catch them anyway, because, yeah. I mean, I have equated it to actually being in the barrel of monkeys. Like, you know, like, this is it. This is the peak of all fun that you could possibly have, is being on this podcast with these guys. So, okay, there's that. So, how am I? Well, you know, they actually served me with eviction papers this past, Tuesday, Monday, something like that. And, I don't know why I'm surprised, but I'm kind of surprised, but it gets better than that anyway. So, you know, I got a lawyer, of course, because, you know, I'm still convinced about the electric, and I really don't care who says what about it. I deep down know the truth about this, and if proving it is impossible, then I will go down with my dying breath knowing that my power was stolen at Running Bear RV Resort, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. I will go down with 897 swords in my back, professing that truth that my power has been stolen since the minute I moved into Running Bear RV Resort. So, there's that. But, you know, nothing for nothing. You all know how much I hate it here. And I mean, you guys can go back shows, tons of shows about how unfair this place has been and about, you know, how tyrannical it is here, and the rules are so bendable for some, and others it's just like, you know, you might as well just like commit Harry Carey on yourself, because it would be a lot less painful than putting up with their crap. But yeah, I mean, I got a summons. My first time I've ever been served any court papers in my whole life. And, they were atrociously, erroneous and filled out incorrectly and all kinds of good stuff. And, you know, and I was like, well, I could actually represent myself here and get like a stay or get this dismissed. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. So I actually did break down and called legal aid, and they were happy to take the case, even though there's been some switches here and there. But ultimately, the thing is, legal aid offered to get them above and beyond what they say I owe, which is an exorbitant amount of money, and they're making like 187% profit on what I might actually really owe them with the amount that they put down that I owe them. But either way, whatever. She offered to get them $3,000, which is over $1,000 above what they're asking for. right? Because they said it was just money. They told her that it was all about, it was just the money, there was nothing else. So she, you know, because all this federal funding for COVID and all this stuff and all the people that are going to be homeless, and it's going to be a mess in the United States in about a month. You know what? I might be happy that I'm on, like, the first wave of this, because at least, like, I've already got the best tent ordered, and I've got, like, you know, I mean, all this stuff that might legitimately become rare in, like, 2 months' time when there's, you know, 120 million evicted people in the state of Arizona, and where are they all gonna go? So, that's something to think about, right? And I mean, and that's just the state of Arizona. And I think that's the number. I think that was the number that I read from Maricopa. It might be high. I think it's the number. Either way, just to think about that nationally times 50, and that's a problem. Okay, so somebody really didn't think about this too hard, and I, on the other hand, I'm not thrilled by the I'm not thrilled by what's going on here. I don't like legal stuff. I don't like being lied about. I don't like having to try to prove my truth about stuff when it's almost near impossible to prove it. And I have looked for legal records and arrest records and stuff like that, and have discovered some interesting things about people out here and how many last names they have. And that's all I'm going to say about that. However, I have not actually found the proper court filings for the arrest for the theft of the power, which I'm still pretty damn sure happened, though. You never know, right? When you start getting stressed and stuff starts getting weird. But, you know, I do have phone numbers saved from when I did call the sheriff so that they want a canine to my house. So that really did happen. And Ben lying to my lawyer, telling her that it was just about the money and nothing else, and now they won't accept the money, which is over what I owe them, and would set us all up great, you know, and fresh and no animosity and all that stuff. And they're refusing the money, which to me is like, ding 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 ding, hello. Like, if they said it's just the money and there's nothing else and there's no other problems and I don't have an issue, and you know, I'll whatever, you know, I'll be civil and all that happy horse shit, you know, and they're not taking $1,000 over what they say I owe, then it's apparently not just the money. So maybe my whole idea that it's a vendetta, and that, you know, I have discovered something bigger than just power theft, and the you know, the whole underground tunneling system underneath the Running Bear RV Resort Lakes at Arizona, and you know, all the sketchy stuff that's going on, and them accusing me of being a drug dealer when there's legit drug dealers in the park, and the possibility that people are, I don't know how nice way to say this, not really like giving their children away, but like pawning their children to people for certain tax benefits and child income stuffy dues and things like that, that, you know, come with the COVID, and for people that don't have their own children, but for somebody who will let this person borrow their child's name to like split the benefit or something like that. I don't know. It's just something I kind of heard that, you know, I'm not sure that that's really true or not, but either way, it's an interesting concept, right? To think that, you know, that could be why there's so much complicity going on in the park, is because there's, like a whole lot of federal hocus pocus going on around here. That's all bad. So, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just saying it's a thought, you know, it's a thought. So, I'm actually doing better than, I should be, in my opinion, actually. And maybe this is just because, maybe there's a lot of reasons why, but let's just go through this. Okay, so I'm being evicted. I have a court date on Tuesday. I've done some precautionary things, which I have been led to because I'm still, you know, solidly listening to God, spirit, my whatever is talking to me and directing me to do stuff. So I am solidly listening to them and kind of like blindly following what they tell me to do, which included get a storage unit, which I did, to get Peanut some shoes, which I know sounds ultra ultra weird, but I did it anyway. I bought a better tent, and I got, so now I have two tents, so, right, a tent and a tent, right? So if things get really bad, a tent and a tent, but anyway, so, or whatever. Anyway, so now I have two tents, and one is bigger than the other, and it's brown, so it's more camo, and, but I was led to buy the new tent as well. And also, which is kind of funny, some of the stuff that I had ordered last time that, because my debit card is still all kind of wonky and shit. And, so I ordered it from Amazon and then I thought they took the money off and they didn't. So I went and I bought weed because I had all this money. And then it turned out that it was because Amazon had back ordered the stuff or something like that. So then it, like all that couldn't go through. So I reordered it all. And funny enough, like the NOAA weather radio was 50% off what it was last time. The Life Straw was like $4 less than it was last time. So, even though I spent some money cause I got the new tent and then, I got some glow in the dark adhesive tape and stuff like that for if we walk at night or, just because, you know, if he gets off or something like that and put it on his leash and collar and, you know, just precautionary shit because I don't know what is going to happen here. And legitimately, none of us know what the fuck is going to happen here. Like, some of us, like, think we have, like, steadier housing or we have a steadier job or we have a steadier, you know, more, scheduled life. And then all of a sudden, something out of the blue sideswipes us and it's kind of like, holy shit. So, how do we handle that? Okay, so this is where I'm saying I might be a little manic, but I could also be a little stoned. That's one of my ways I'm handling it because, my anxiety medication makes me go to sleep. Not that the weed doesn't, but, and right now I kind of, there's stuff I need to do. Like I'm still digging through paperwork for the lawyer. If I can find extra stuff to build our case, which, you know, our case, we have a dismissal right now, but I know where she's going at it. And I really don't want to talk about it too much because it's still not public knowledge. So I'm just going to leave it at that. There's court coming up on Tuesday. There's a pretty solid case. I'm not saying that after the civilly is taken care of, either way that it goes, that I still may not actually sue them for unspecified damages having to do with mental health and privacy and all kinds of things like that. So I'm not saying I am or I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. But anyway, that's where was at. Oh, so why am I not cooking? Well, okay, so I'm smoking weed, but, you know, that's not really... That's part of it. I'm sure of it. But I think it's because I have learned over some time here and having been homeless and all that. And this is like the first time that I could actually plan like my homeless. It's not really homeless because houseless, I think is a better way to put it. Like being houseless. But it's because I actually have options. Like, and some of them have fallen through, which are probably good because, you know, I've been following God or whoever. And so we get the storage unit, which I haven't started moving shit into yet, but I have a storage unit. So... and I will start moving stuff in tomorrow when they are actually closed and don't watch me come back and forth 100 gazillion times with my shopping carriage, but that's a different story altogether. And, so I did that and then I was supposed to, I kind of knew it was a fake, but you know, I played with it just to see, but yeah, some dude that like wanted me to be a roommate in a fifth wheel, which if anybody has ever lived in a fifth wheel and think about it. And, like, how the hell does a roommate situation work out in a fifth wheel? Which room? Anyway, he canceled on me this morning. And I was already kind of, like, woke up this morning and was like, I want pictures of this. I want to see this. Because I had already talked to a really good friend about it and been like, dude, do you know about any resort out in this area? And he's like, resort? Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, and I explained to him what the dude had told me about all the stuff that was at this resort. And my friend is looking at me like, man, be careful, man. There's a lot of weirdos. And I'm like, I know. That's why I'm asking you. And he's like, yeah, I don't think there's any resort out there. And then, so yesterday was payday, right? And so the guy was probably thinking that I was going to, like, rush and get him money to hold this room for me. And then, like, he was going to bag on me because it wasn't real anyway. So today when I woke up, he was like, oh, I changed my mind about it. I'm sorry about any blah, blah, blah. And I'm kind of thinking in a way, yeah, well, you know, because I had just, like, literally asked God or spirit or whoever it is that's guiding me right now, like, no more than 5 minutes prior to that to give me direction today because I was feeling... Already when I woke up, I was already kind of feeling like, oh my God, I'm lost, man. I don't know what to do. Like, I surrender all this, and I forgive all these people for, like, trying to cross me, and I forgive that, you know, they couldn't come and help me with the power and figure out the issue with it, and I forgive the fact that they allow real criminals to live in the park, and yet I'm targeted. I forgive all of it. I forgive all the bad mothering and the bad fathering and the bad morals, and I forgive them all for all that, okay? I forgive them all. I forgive myself for believing that they could be better people. But nonetheless, it's like, in a way, this is like the universe is finally releasing me from here. And I kind of like feel like no matter what I do, if I don't take this leap of faith and I just decide to pussy out and like let this eviction, because this first round of court is basically going to be a lesson for running where to figure out how to fill out paperwork correctly. And I'm going to get another month here, which, you know, I may dog it. I mean, fuck it. Why not? You know, but I mean, I'm preparing. Like, I have a really nice tent now, and I bought, like, other stuff because I'm also kind of feeling a little scared about the world in general, okay? And not even, like, so much COVID, though. I mean, that's, you know, in the back of my head a little bit. It's kind of like the silent pink elephant. But I'm more thinking, like, war, you know, some kind of weird nuclear attack, some kind of weird inside job because of all the division in our country, some kind of invasion, and that could even be intergalactical at this point in time because things are so cuckoo. But I'm feeling, it's kind of really hard to explain. I'm feeling, like, apprehensive, but I'm feeling like I kind of know, like, what I'm supposed to do, right? And so, I don't know if I'm, like, delusional or not, okay? Bear with me. And I'm being dead honest here, okay? Because it seems like things have really, really happened. Like the arrest, right? But I can't find it because she's using a last name I can't find, which I'm almost convinced of because I found that she has three different last names already that nobody knew about. So that's such a possibility, but I can't find it to verify the fact that any of that ever happened, right? So that makes me feel a little cuckoo, right? Like, oh my gosh, you know, and then if you've ever gone down that road with the delusions or ascension or like a spiritual awakening or whatever you want to call it, whatever it is where you were so absolutely certain that you were in reality, the reality of the 99%, how's that? That's a better way to put it, right? Okay, that you were in that reality. When in all actuality, yet you were absolutely in a reality. It was your reality. And it was very real to you, and it was really happening, so therefore, it makes it real, right? But does it make it provable, I guess is a good way to put it, because it's real. If it's real, if you, you know, this shit that I think is going on, and maybe is going on, and maybe, I mean, this is like the Truman Show, I mean, right? Does anybody else ever feel that, like, shit is just so, like, staged, and it just seems so well-written, and it just seems so rehearsed that it's just kind of like, what the fuck is really going on, you know? So that's kind of where I am, and I'm starting to feel like if I really was this cuckoo crazy, that I would be acting out in other ways, right? And not just thinking I'm hearing stuff. Which, okay, that's not an unusual occurrence for me. I'm not even going to say that it is. I'm just saying it's usually a sign of extreme stress. Okay, now I just almost said this abortion. Holy smoke. I'm not pregnant and I have no view on the Texas abortion thing. I do not even know where that came from. Nix. Anyway, this eviction, is that if I felt like I owed the money and I felt as if they could prove to me and they could break it down and that they could show me, that I would be more than willing to be like, fuck, you're right. Okay, I fucked up here. I will do what I can to pay you your money. But the fact that they can't, they won't show me the rate. They won't do this. They won't do that. And then because Arizona has like 800 different kind of tenant landlord housing laws regarding RV parks and structures and stick houses and domes and fucking tree houses, and everything is different. And I live in a privately zoned fucking monkey house, and shit is like, you know. So anyway, so I'm really glad I got the lawyer, because I was going to try to do this myself, and I would have gotten him just on procedural shit. However, there's a lot. I mean, that's why I'm kind of like, I'm kind of good with, like, I got tents now. Yeah, it's going to be coming to be getting cold, but I can move, like, a little west, and, you know, it won't be so bad. And there's some cool places I really do want to see in Arizona, and, you know, there's no time like the present, so to speak. And so I'm just going to say, I'm thinking that maybe I might want to, like, go visit some places in Arizona while this, and I'm going to go to court and all that. I'm not running from that. But, like, while I figure shit out, and I'm kind of wanting to do this anyway, and I'm kind of, like, God's saying, like, you know, like, fuck it, why not, right? I mean, I bought the dog shoes, because we're going to be walking. So, I think the other one, Bipolar, is going to kind of, like, walk across Arizona and do some discovery and try not to die, which is kind of why I'm making it public now. And I think I'm going to, like, do it on the Patreon, which I have the Patreon up. There's nothing on there right now, so it's there if you want to follow it. But I wouldn't actually sign up for anything. Like, I mean, that's stupid. Like, I'm saying, hey, don't give me money. If you want to give me a donation or whatever through my Patreon, feel free, please. Dancing with Bipolar is there. But as far as, like, signing up as a patron right now, yeah, don't do it right now. But I'm definitely thinking that this, that I want to do this. And I don't see any reason why not. It's like, walk across Arizona. It's like, not, I'm not, like, saying quite yet, like, walk across to go to Chicago to go hang out with my fiddly dickin' buddies and, you know, sit on stools with them and be goofy and smoke some copious amounts of weed and eat maybe yo-yos. Ooh, I love yo-yos. And, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, we never even talked about Amtrak. We talked about Greyhound. Huh. I don't know. Anyway, shit, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, about being evicted. Right, so anyways. So, you know, there's all that. And so how am I not losing it? It's because, let me just kind of lay it out to y'all straight, okay? When I was younger, okay, let me just tell you. On my graduation night, I came home and I was locked out of my house. And I was homeless on my graduation night from high school, okay? And I had gotten all these scholarships. I had all this scholarship money in checks because I was old, you know, 1983 checks. Were like, you know, so I had all this money in checks, which I couldn't basically touch. I didn't have a bank account. It was, you know, whatever. And I was homeless on graduation night. And, you know, and I made it, and I had people that helped me out, which, and it's always in the, and I'm not even feeling like I'm in a bad time right now, because I feel almost too prepared for this. It's like, I've almost, like, done this before, but the thing I've learned is that the more you kook about something, and the more you freak out about it, and the more negative food that you feed it, the bigger it becomes, and you get yourself devoured in it, and you can't see any way around it, and it's all just bad, 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 and then all of a sudden you're in that depression, and the next thing you know, you're looking suicide in the face, straight in the eyes, and you're like, oh yeah, fuck you, watch me do this, and you're still fighting. I'm not even gonna say you're not, you're still fighting, but you're just fighting in the mirror, okay? Think about that, and that's... And I'm not gonna do that. And I've been there. I get, you guys all know I get it. I get both sides of it. Suicide's not even on the plate right now. It's not even, I don't even have it in my pantry. I don't think there's suicide anywhere on my property. And, you know, am I scared? I'm not really scared, because, like I said, I feel prepared. It's like, I feel like I've done this before, which is kind of really scary, and that's the scary, weird thing to me, because that's where it's like, is that delusion? Is that real? What the... But I'm, you know, this 5D ascension stuff, and there's a lot of people that are, like, time-slipping and stuff, and that's what I feel like I've been time-slipping a little bit, because because I have been, right? But is that 5D? Is that ascension? Is that delusion? Is that my bipolar? Am I stressed out? Should I be in the hospital? Should I be a new book of the Bible? Am I a prophet? Am I the stigmata? Oh my God. That was another vision I had. A couple weeks ago for like two nights, maybe longer than that, where, that was weird. And, I was the stigmata, and there was some, and that could be delusion too, but there's been some weird shit going on around my house, and I don't know. I have an interestingly new weird scar in the palm of both of my hands after that incident, and, again, I don't know. I live in Arizona. There's vortexes. Look up Sedona. There's time slippages. There's some weird shit going on, and there's, like, shifting going on, so... But again, I got back to the point is like, I don't know. I don't talk to anybody. I haven't been to therapy in a little minute. I'm surprised they haven't done a welfare check on me yet. I do interact with people through like, you know, social media and stuff like that. But as far as like my neighbors and stuff like that, because I ain't gonna talk to fucking none of these motherfuckers, because if what I think happened, they're all fucking crazy. Oh yeah, and like my neighbor across the street, the Mountain Dew guy that I used to see on the bus, used to call me Barbara. They pulled him out of his house maybe I talked about this on the last show, but they pulled him out of his house in a fucking, not a body bag, but like in a plastic casket. And so he died. And I wonder how long he was dead for in the house before anybody, right? It's like, because I hadn't seen him for a minute, and I was thinking, well, maybe he's in the hospital, because I didn't know what was really wrong. I knew he had some kind of, he pulled disability for some reason, but now he died. So it was like one more person that kind of had my back a little bit, that I knew would like watch my house, and I don't know, just... maybe acted on my behalf. I would like to think that, because I would have acted on his behalf, but he's dead. So now it's like I got one dude on one side who I try to shield from this, and then everybody else is my enemy in this trailer park. And yet, you know what I do? I walk down the middle of this trailer park road with my head held up high and my shoulders back, and I do my shit, because fuck them. I didn't do nothing wrong. They've been stealing my power. And whether I can, you know, physically prove it, paper prove it, whatever prove it, I know it. And, you know, maybe this is all other world, all the other worldly, the veil is thin. See, I can't talk right now, so there's, like, something going on. Plus, Pai Pai just hit me in the bladder, which was like, oh my God. So anyway, I'll let you all know when I get the Patreon thing, like, figured out, but I think I want to do it. I want to go see the Grand Canyon, and I think I want to go to Crater Lake, and I think I want to go to Quartzsite, and I think there's just some things I want to go and check out, and, you know, I'm not getting any younger, but I might not be getting any older. I'm not so sure right now, because like I said, things are a little weird in the time slippage, but anyway, that's funny, everybody. Otherwise, I really am okay. I'm oddly calm. I'm not gonna freak out about it, because whatever happens, happens, and I've made it to this point in far worse condition when I was in my full-blown alcoholism and had no money, and believe me, the situation's... They were probably graver than this, because I can walk away from this. I'll give them back the title of this trailer and be like, here's your $2,000, motherfuckers. Go eat some shit. Because you didn't want to take the money, right? Because this is a piece of shit trailer. This thing is cursed. I have no problem leaving this. So anyway, there's other stuff coming up. For other podcaster people, I am to be the feature article in Pod Bible in October. I am on Podmatch if you want to schedule interviews with me or me with you. Like I said, the Fiddly Dicking Show. Check out my buddy Aaron. Oh, check out my boy at the Chop Father, Nikki Scarfo. Cold Shoulder, ColdSholda. Check out their new video, man. If that hook doesn't get you, then you are dead. He's my Insta crush. He's so cute. My cute, cute, cute Brooklyn Italian boy. You know, yeah. Love my wolf. You're my boy, Nikki. Seb, whatever, my cold shoulder, which, yeah. And it's kind of funny because I was listening to a tarot reading the other day, and that was, she said, yeah, and somebody's got a cold shoulder, and I just about died, and I was like, oh my God. So, anyway, check out my boy, Cold Shoulder, his new album, Caesar. But the hook on New Rome, it's once he's got you, he's got you. Plus some, well, he's my crush. Okay. But anyway, so that's it for now. I guess I kind of rambled on. I kind of feel better. I don't really know. I'm not suicidal. I'm not homicidal. It just is what it is. I'm well prepared and I am preparing for what could possibly happen, but I'm still thinking, I think I want to do this, so I will keep you guys up to date on it. I'll let you know as things progress, and, Gentleman Bipolar Walks Across Arizona, coming soon. And hey, this is Dawn Trinan, this is my podcast, Gentleman Bipolar, and, hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later. Yeah, that should be an outtake. I've screwed that all up. Later, everybody. Love ya. Stay alive. You matter.